Good morning, everyone. This week we're reading Parshas Metzora, which continues discussing the theme of Tzara'at, of the spiritual, physical affliction that can be found on skin and on clothes and on a household. And this week, instead of focusing on how the person gets Tzara'at and how it's determined and what happens when you get Tzara'at, in Parshas Metzora, we focus on the cleansing rituals of the Metzorah, of the person who has Tzara'at. And there's an interesting pasuk that describes this process. V'lakach lamitaher, that the person who is becoming pure needs to take shtei tziporim, two birds, chayos tahoros, that are alive and that are pure, and ve'et erez, and a piece of cedarwood bark, or a piece of cedarwood tree rather, ushni tolas, and a crimson thread, ve'ezov, and a hyssop branch. And the commentaries ask, why these three things? Why would you need to bring a piece of wood and a crimson thread and a branch? I understand that we have a general concept of the animals brought as korbanot to see ourselves as being personified through the animal, but what's going on here with these three things which seem to be very symbolic? So the Stipler Rav, he asks this same question, and he takes particular note of the order. First, there's the piece of wood from the cedar wood, then there's the crimson thread, and then there's the hyssop branch, and he notes that this may relate very closely to the question that we asked and answered last week from Rav Hoffman, that there's this detail that's left out in Parshas Tazria, which is, how does the person get Tzara'at? In Metzorah, there's a similar ambiguity when it comes to how a person gets rid of Tzara'at. The whole Parshas Tazria is focused on diagnosis and quarantine and all of those types of things. And Parshas Metzora is focused on the rituals of purification once the Tzara'at leaves, but the rituals of purification are not a cure. Somehow the person seems to cure themselves on their own. And so perhaps we have the same general orientation that we had last week towards this week's Parsha, where there is not a clear depiction or description of what causes the Tzara'at to occur and what enables a person to remove that Tzara'at from themselves. But what is clear is that the person does that internally, is that the person reflects, is that the person develops his own or her own sense of why the Tzara'at occurs, what sin perpetuated the Tzara'at, and then responds to that with the appropriate form of repentance, of atonement, of regret, remorse, etc., etc. So, explains the Stipler Gaon, the wood, the thread, and the hyssop branch symbolize that process. First, a person feels confident in their sin. They feel like a cedar tree, a tall, strong tree, steadfast in their ways, their incorrect ways in this case. And then the crimson thread. Then they have to go through the depths of introspection, of putting themselves and their actions on the chopping block and really giving consideration to what they may have done wrong. And finally, they come out not feeling so much like a cedar tree which developed unhealthy habits, but more like a hyssop bush, which is closer to the ground, more grounded, less haughty, but still productive and able to flower and to create beauty and have a sense of self. And so the Stipler explains that this process is the process of tshuva that is symbolized by the tree, the thread, and the branch, and perhaps shows us as well a path that we can take towards bettering the habits that we have that are dysfunctional, maladaptive, or hurtful to other people. Have a beautiful Shabbos.